The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Cool. Tank. Headshot. Sit down. Stand up. Tank. Pass out. Tank. Wake up. Tank. Fade it. Tank. Wake up. Tank. Fade it. Tank. Cool. Tank. Headshot. Sit down. Stand up. Tank. Pass out. Tank. Wake up. Tank. Fade it.
Hey, Wineho. I'm mad it said I got feedback because my whisper is so low.
How are y'all, darlings? When we record on a Saturday, she ain't got.
How are y'all, darlings? Are you okay? Is everything all right? How is your mother, your father? Is everyone okay? Well, you know who it is. It's your girl. So lovely. Still the one known as, what's my name this week? Thicky Valancourt. Yeah, I'm still.
Yeah, I'm about to say what it was.
Yeah, so it's your girl, Thicky Valancourt. How y'all doing? I'm joined this week by my co-host, Deja Ali. What's poppin', girl?
What's poppin'? It's your girl, D from B-More, whatever.
And we're recording this right before Memorial Day. Memorial Day weekend. We are in the midst of it, so we hope that you guys had a wonderful holiday. You enjoyed your 3 or 4 day weekend, whatever it was. And that y'all got some grilling, you got some chilling, you got some cuffing and cupcakes.
Yes! Chilling and grilling. I'm here for all it.
Chilling and grilling. Macking and hanging. What was it? Was that episode? I think that came from an episode of Fresh Prince. I think so. Dang, let me silence this. My bad, y'all. My bad. But we here for another episode. This is episode number 28, and we hope y'all have enjoyed the ride thus far. You know, we like to start this show off by letting you know what's been going on in our regular lives. So, Deja, would you like to get started with uncorking this week?
Let me say, nothing special's been happening this week. It's been a rather chill week for myself. But I have been, so y'all heard on the last episode that we went to Wine in the Woods. So this week when I've just been wanting to just be one with my apartment. So I've been coming home from work most of the days and like just chilling and drinking my wine. And I've been just having a good old time with me, myself, and I. So no, I don't think I maybe exercise once this week. I ain't with the shits, but I'm gonna get my life together one of these days. But it's been rather relaxing and hot as hell. We just skipped spring over here. It just went straight to summer. It's mad disrespectful. I'm not here for this shit. I don't do the humidity too well. It's annoying.
Oh, I shall we. Well,
yeah, it's annoying as hell. And then so, but I'm looking forward to just some friends shenanigans for this holiday weekend. And I went to Trader Joe's and bought some more shit in preparation for my Memorial Day shenanigans. So we'll see. But yeah, I don't have much news this week. But I think I needed to like chill after all my shenanigans from Wine in the Woods anyway. And we got some coming up.
Yes! We might as well get into that. Wine hoes are our District of Columbia, Maryland, Virginia wine hoes. We having a brunch or whatever. We gonna be at Pinstripes on Sunday, June 10th. That's June 10th at 11 a.m. So if y'all wanna hang with us, come through. It shall be a lituation. I cannot promise that I will be on my best behavior. I'm just going to say that right now. I'm promising.
So in the building.
Y'all, so I'm going to be in the building. You know, it's my first time out there, so I ain't going to show my whole ass. I may just show half.
Just give us a little piece. Give us a little piece.
Just a little sneak piece. Just a little sample, a little morsel. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to meeting some of you guys. Some of you I have known online for, like, going on 3 years now. So, it shall be good finally meeting you, seeing if you guys are catfish or not. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the food. I'm looking forward to the booze. I'm looking forward to the fellowship. all the shenanigans that shall take place that weekend. But more importantly, I'm looking forward to my son graduating, which is the whole reason why I'm going out there. So, yep. But other than that, we've been planning that, and we finally solidified where we were going to have it after not much back and forth. We just knew we wanted grits and we wanted bottomless mimosas, basically.
Yeah,
so.
We ain't too picky.
And it had to be slightly bougie because, you know me, I can't be a little bit extra or whatever. So, you know, it just had to meet certain qualifications on my end. I'm just saying.
Well, that fits right in with these blacks that brunch in D.C.
Man.
So it'll be they on the slightly bougie tipping.
Man, but here's the thing, y'all better not be too bougie, like, to have a good time, because
hell to the no.
I like to enjoy myself. I like to, like, let my hair down and relax and just, like, really turn the fuck up. So don't be too cool to hang. Don't be holding up the wall. Don't be looking at us with disdain and whatever. Don't let the bouginess fool you. I can't get ratchet. I'm just saying. But yeah, man. Don't be no stranger. I don't want to have to say this, but I feel like I have to say this.
Uh-oh.
Just because you feel that you know me, don't be too familiar. Like, don't go in for a hug automatically. Like, if I don't greet you like, hey, no. If I'm just like, oh, hi, how are you? That's your cue not to hug me. That's your cue to reach with a handshake. Maybe by the end of the conversation, we can finish with a hug. But just because you come through, don't guarantee you a hug, okay? Don't ask for a hug, because that's immediately you getting shut down if you have to ask. I'm just saying.
Them is the rules.
I said it's in the midst of sundress and romper season, so come through like that. But D petty ass says she's gonna get her t-shirt and her jeans.
I'm probably
and she only got like two pairs of jeans anyway. So
bitch, I had went shopping. I got four new pairs last month.
Excuse
I set my game
me.
Up.
Excuse
but I probably didn't want to dress too hot for jeans.
So we trying to see all of that. All of that, what y'all got. And y'all men's is...
Rest to hide my gut anyway.
Man, I'm saying
y'all really think I'm fish. They gonna really think I'm catfish. Like, hey, I thought you was working out.
Hey, man, life be life. And, you know, we be working out. But you know what? Sometimes, you know, food be good.
food be good.
For me and my week, I was sick all week. If y'all can't tell by hearing, listening to my voice, it's a little bit extra raspy this week. That's because I've been dealing with a throat issue for like the last 4 days. I don't know what's going on. I woke up in the middle of the night and I couldn't sleep because my throat was just so inflamed and red and swollen. And it's been like that since Wednesday morning, I believe it was. So I've been taking medicine. I've been trying to drink water and relax, but I messed around. I had cheese yesterday in my pupusa, and I had cheese today, so that's causing.
Oh, I saw that picture of your pupusa. Oh my God. And you know I live in a neighborhood where all these foreign niggas making those. I'm like, oh my God, I want one.
It was so good. I haven't had one in years. And I was just like, oh, they got pupusas? And it's like right across the street from my job. I was like, okay, this is what I'm going to do on my Friday. So, yeah, I did that. Other than that, it's been a pretty chill week because the kid has had no dance. So I've just been lounging. I plan on doing
nothing. You got a chance to lounge. She ain't got you booked.
This is what it feels like to be normal. Oh, I like this. I can just chill. I don't have to rush and get up early and do this and drive here and stay late and all this stuff and wait to pick somebody up. I was like, okay, I could get used to this. So I'm enjoying that. Still haven't done any laundry. I need to do that sometime this weekend. Tomorrow, however, which will have already happened by the time you guys hear this, I am doing like this light evangelism event with church where we do it once a year. It's called Takeover, and we go to the mall, and instead of like passing out tracts and telling people like, do you know Jesus and all this stuff, we just love on people by either buying them something, paying for their meal, paying for their transaction at the wherever they're checking out. And we just tell them, you know what? God loves you and we love you. So that's what we're doing after church on Sunday. So I'm actually looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to that. It should be fun or whatever. So, yeah. And Looking forward to sleeping in on Monday.
Oh my God, I'm so looking forward to that. Because I'm hanging out today and tomorrow, but I was like, I'm minding my business on Monday.
Right.
I am not coming out of the house, no.
Oh, I was going to work out, that's about it, because I didn't work out this week. But I still managed to get my 10,000 steps in every day, even though I was sick and my foot was hurting and my calf was hurting because I pulled something a week before. But I, you know. I didn't work out how I want to work out. So I want to go to the gym. I want to work out a little bit. I'm not trying not to aggravate anything, but I do want to sit in the sauna and sweat. Mm-hmm. Ugh, just nasty.
So, I'd probably go for a run because I do have a 10 mile race next week.
I mean, ma'am. I mean, do some. Yes. You should be doing some sort of running.
Oh no, I'm going to run tomorrow. On Sunday, I try not to miss my long run, so I'm going to run 8 miles Sunday. Mm-hmm. So I probably run Sunday and Monday, but that's it. But you know, that's like hanging. That's me time.
It is me time. But you know what? Shout out to I'm still losing weight though because I haven't been eating bad and I haven't really been able to eat anything because my throat it hurts. So, still been losing weight. Things are fitting a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? So, we should be down maybe another 5 pounds before we come out to D.C. So, y'all still gonna get this thickness, though, because it just is what it is. But anyway.
I know that's right.
But anyway, it ain't stopped nobody.
Yeah. Now, should we, what I was thinking? Oh, for the brunch... Do we want them to go to our Facebook page and
yes,
and let us know they're going to the event because we created an event there?
Yes, we do have an event there. So don't just think you can pull up on us because if you ain't on the list. Oh, sorry. I didn't know how loud this was.
That's fine. It's sound effects.
No, man, because when that thing came on and it said that... it sensed feedback. It asked me to turn my monitor on. And normally I can only hear you when recording, but I can hear myself and you, which sounds really weird because I'm not used to hearing myself talk. So if I sound a little different this episode, that's because I can actually hear myself. So, yeah, no, you just ain't going to pull up on us and just be like, hey, y'all said show up. No, go to facebook.com/badandboozypod. Click on the event and say you're coming. If you didn't say you're coming, you're not getting. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. I'm real strict on that. I don't care who you is. Even my mama, she ain't coming though.
You're a fool.
I'm serious. I don't. Here's the thing: traveling with my mom is always different, and I'm traveling with my mom and my daughter, which I don't think we've ever. We haven't done that in a long time. But I hope she don't think I'm just going to be with her the whole trip. Because that's not how it's... No.
I'm about to say, don't she know you got friends over here?
Yeah, she knows I got friends. So I'm like, she better find something else to do. Because I'm not mama sitting. Like, you almost 70. Like,
I don't think I've ever heard nobody say mama sitting.
I'm not. I refuse. I can't. I tried it, but I cannot. So... She usually travels like all the time for work and she travels solo and she does her little city exploits and goes to dinner, you know, that stuff. So I'm thinking she'll be fine, but I'm like, I don't want to hear no problems when it comes to me not being there on Sunday and not coming back till Monday morning. I don't want to hear no shit. Like, I'm grown mom. I'm 36 years old. Okay. Mind your business. I'm paying half of this damn hotel room. I'm grown, man. I'm grown.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, y'all know what follows. These cars are loud today. What follows our segment where we are uncorking. This is the part of the show where we detail or give you details about the wine or the liquor or the beer that we have been sipping on. And this is the segment that I like to describe as sip or spit. So Dee, what are you going to review for the wine hoes this week?
It's been a while since I reviewed a beer, and I thought beer was Memorial Day appropriate because I like to have, you know, since I'm from Maryland, we like to have crabs on this holiday weekend. Yeah. And a lot of times we'll drink beer with said crabs. So even though I did grab, I went to the Trader Joe's near my job after work yesterday, looking for a couple of little white wines to have for the weekend. And I was like, let me browse the beer. And this one particular label stood out to me. And it is, it stood out because it was like a really like cute like peach color. And then I was like, oh, Peach Triple. So it's like, it's from Hardywood Craft Brewery. And I realized that it was in Virginia. So in Richmond, Virginia. So rather local. And that's when I went to school in Richmond. So the first thing that made me, I didn't even read the whole bottle at first. I was just like, oh, peach, 8.2%, 1 pint. Let me try this. I believe it was $5.99 from Trader Joe's. I was like, let me try this. So I'm actually drinking it today. I started sipping right before we started recording, and I really like it. Mm. So it's I really like it. And shout out to the homie Will H, because I posted a picture right before we started, and he went nigga, and he posted a picture. He's literally drinking the same thing. And he was like, oh, I grabbed two of those from Trader Joe's last week. And me and him have similar beer preferences. So it's an Abbey style triple ale with peaches. I'm going to read the bottle because this one actually has a good description. So Hardywood Peach Triple is an Abbey style triple ale with peaches. Peach Triple is a... Is there a difference when they... Sometimes they spell triple with the L-E and then the E-L?
Because this was...
It's like the language. Because I was like, it'd be throwing me off. I was like, is it triple? But it's a bright, effervescent showcasing, showcasing a delightful balance of fruit and spicy fennels that harmonize with subtle notes of white pepper and honeysuckle. Our peach triple is re-fermented with yellow peaches and apricots, delivering a luscious stone fruit character and pleasantly dry finish. I think I hit all those notes. It's really light, it's really refreshing. They suggest to pour it slowly into like your stem glass and to chill it at about 45 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't know exactly what the temperature in my wine cooler was. Mm. But I don't know exactly what the temperature of my wine. Wait, what's going on? Is my speaker acting up again?
Oh, Lord. Fix it, Jesus. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Did I go out? Because I don't know for a second I couldn't hear.
I heard you. I heard.
That's fine. That's fine. I'll just keep on talking if it happened again. But, yeah, so I really like it. So I Googled and looked up, like, what was the difference between... Because it's an Abbey style, so it's still like a Belgian... still like a Belgian ale or whatever. And when I looked on that website, they suggested to pair it with Havarti or Gouda cheese, citrus glazed chicken or fish, pound cake, or a pound cake, and of course, like, if you're going to put some fruit, put some peaches. They usually, the availability for this one is usually, like, late spring. So, I did one of your numbers, like, oh, let me go through the site again, because I was like, this is really good. And so, in this one series, so this is in their, like, Virginia Root series, and there are some other ones, Raspberry Stout, Christmas Morning, Farmhouse Pumpkin, Gingerbread Style, Virginia Blackberry. And I'm like, oh, shit, I might have to try. I like these ones, so I might have to try some other ones. But this one is very pleasant. I think I wasn't specifically looking for a summertime beer, but I could see me, like, just grabbing this one, just if I, like, as a go-to, since it's right at the Trader Joe's by where I get on the train. So, yeah, it's really good. And since it's a whole pint or so, like, about 500 milliliters, you can get a nice little glass or two out of there. It's not, it's a little bit more than your typical 12-ounce beer.
Okay.
Yeah. So, if you like any of the Belgian styles, you probably will like this one. And Y'all know I like stouts and porters, but those heavier ones, more coffee flavors, they be doing a lot in the summertime when you're trying to be like cool and chill or whatever. So yeah, I would, you know what I'm saying? I would try this. I would definitely try this. It's a sip. It's a sip.
Yeah.
I would even, and if I had some peaches, I would probably just drop a slice of fruit in here.
Yes. Frozen or fresh?
I will prefer fresh, but I do like, that just reminds me, next time I go to the grocery store, I need to get some, because this is the time of year that I'd like to keep some frozen fruit in the freezer just to randomly drop into my white wines and my beers or whatever. So, you know what I'm saying? And the good thing about the frozen, if you keep it frozen, it can help with, you know, keep your stuff a little cool since it's cold or whatever.
And that's good for the summertime, y'all.
Yeah, so I think ain't Memorial Day the unofficial start of the summer. So
yes.
I think this is a good start to my summer. The good discovery.
I support this. I like that. I like that. I like that you chose a beer. I actually was thinking about getting a beer yesterday, but I wanted to try and stay on theme. So
we got a little bit of both, because I'm kind of on theme with the time, and yes, you on theme. The specifics of the episode.
Yes. So I'm not going to get into specifics just yet, but I will let you know. Oh, but so you're saying yours was a sip?
Yes. It was a sip. It was a sip. And shoot, I just looked, since it's in Richmond, and I visit Richmond often because I went to school there and I got friends there. I'm looking on that website like, can I go to the tasting room? Man, I need to try and see what else they got.
Yeah, that'll be a fun trip. That would be a lot of fun.
With the homie Loki that was at Wine in the Woods. I'm like, I could go visit him and the wife and be like, y'all want to go taste this beer?
Let's see. What I had this week, using my professional voice since I'm discussing what we're sipping on. So this week I decided to stick close to our trend. Without giving away details, I will tell you that what I picked this week was an organic wine. This is from Frey Wines. It is a California natural white, and it's a white table wine. What I don't like about it is that they don't tell me what grapes were used in the manufacturing of this wine, but I'm going to let it slide because it is pretty good. The wine is organic, meaning it has no sulfites issues with organic grapes. There's no GMO. There's no yeast added. So it is very pleasant. And it's 13.9% by volume. The company describes it as a bright and crisp dry white wine filled with pleasant flavors of ripe melons and pears. Starting with grapes grown on organic family farms, this wine was crafted in accordance with the USDA organic winemaking standards. We ferment our wines with traditional yeast. All Frey wines are organic from the vineyard to the cellar to the table. No preservatives. So, and it is, like I said, it's from California. It is actually, it says it's from Redwood Valley, California. And I like it.
You said it was white, right?
It's white. It's a white table wine. I don't like the description of table wine.
Did they give any more details online, or you ain't get the chance?
No, I looked online. I was digging. I was trying.
When that happened. Like, you be trying Google and they don't tell me the damn grapes.
I'm like, what good is Google if y'all tell me what's in it? Like,
that's also proof that a lot of times the wine, when we mentioned before that the wineries and stuff, they seem like the craft beer, they more likely to give you more details when they and have more fun on their websites with the descriptions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they ain't doing all that. but the whole process of finding a wine this week, because I was looking for something that was related to our theme, it was more difficult than it normally is. So the organic section is not very big. The organic section, from what I've found, has a lot more reds than whites, but I gravitated towards this white because I saw up because of the price, y'all, because of the price. It was $8.99.
I know that's right.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? Because I also bought some champagne and I was like, you know what? I'm going to spend more on the champagne than I am on the wine because I like a good quality champagne. So, yeah. That's how that went. But I'm very pleasantly surprised because I was really was like, oh, I'm not going to like it at all. And dead ass, when I poured it and I smelled it and I swirled it and I took that first taste, I was like, yeah, I'm not sure about this. So I just let it
sit. That's how it be sometimes.
Yeah, and I think because it was really cold because I got it from the store and then I was actually started drinking it last night. So I got it from the store and I just threw it in the freezer and I let it sit in the freezer for like maybe a little bit longer than I wanted to. And then when I came back, it was really cold. So I think it just had to take that. Cold. Yeah, I think it just had to take the chill off of it. I do taste the notes of melon. They are very pleasant. Melon and pear. It's a pretty good combination. And y'all know normally I like the Juicy Johns. I like the Berry Johns. But this is good, even though it is a little bit dry. It's not too dry. And because it's white, it doesn't have those tannins. So it's a different kind of drying, if you understand that. But it is pleasant. It is crisp. It is bright. It does not have a lasting finish. The finish is quick, like some of y'all niggas out there.
You read my mind so fast.
It's a quick pumper, as Nunu says in ATL. But it, like I said, it's 13.9%. But it does not have a heavy viscosity because the legs aren't thick on this John. She's a thin John. She's a thin white chick, but she's fun to be around. So it's like them girls y'all met last week at Wine in the Woods.
I hate you for that.
So I'm going to call this wine a Jennifer because she just seems like a Jennifer. She's Jenny. And I like her. Hi, Jenny. Like, oh my God. So, yeah, it's good. I will give it a sip. I would definitely buy it again. And you know what the funny thing is?
It was called Frey?
Yeah, F-R-E-Y.
Okay.
Yeah. I would definitely drink it again. I would not say it's for those of you who are just getting into wine. I would say if you've tried, like, maybe I could see someone who likes Chardonnay liking this.
Okay.
Dare I say. And y'all know I hate Chardonnay.
Excuse me. Can see that.
But yeah, it's pretty good. I give two thumbs up and all that good stuff. So yeah.
And all that jazz.
That's my review. But it, you know what? When I was telling y'all about the alcohol content, I was thinking, Dee didn't tell us how strong hers was. So
I did. I read it off the bottle. It was 8.2%. That's what made me pick it up.
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
Nah, but it was 8.2. So y'all know, because y'all know I don't be fucking with them petty beers. Don't be doing it. Don't be trying to fill me up with all the yeast and only be like 4%. I like my craft beer like 8 and above.
Mm-hmm.
But this is really tasty. But this would be a good, how you said you wasn't sure about your wine being a good introductory beer. This would be, I think this peach one is a good introductory little craft beer because it got that little flavor of the peach. And I know some people would just be thinking, ew, beer.
That's me. I'm one of them peoples. but you know what? It's 2 weeks in a row. Y'all done got two sips. So consider, and you got two different types of alcoholic beverages. So consider yourselves lucky. Hashtag blessed.
I'm gonna have to go looking for some more of the organic stuff. But I feel like I need to actually go to Total Wine so I can ask the people 5 million questions before I make a decision.
Yeah, and you know what? I did ask for the wine person on staff, and there were two of them, so they were both helping me find something. And out of all the selection that they had, like I said, which was a small selection, they only had one that was directly related to our topic for today, which we still haven't given you. We'll give it to you in a minute. So I was a little, I was like, nah, I want to have more of a variety than that. So I actually didn't get that type, but I did get pretty close by getting the organic. And I, you know what? It doesn't taste organic, if that means anything to y'all.
I mean, hey. But I think that's the whole point. Like, when you drink it's not organic, you don't want to be like, ew, what's this?
Yeah.
But you want to know it's better.
Yeah, because it doesn't taste, like, earthy or weird. There's no, like, weird flavors in it. It just tastes like regular schmegular wine. And I appreciate them peoples over at Frey. They're doing a good job. Keep up the good work. And it wasn't as expensive as I thought it would be.
Keep that same
energy. Yeah. I appreciate that.
And not expensive is good. You know, because bitches be on our budget.
For real. Because, you know, when you hear organic, especially, like, if it's considering where I got it from. Like I said, I got it at Whole Foods. And, you know, stuff be expensive up in there. So I was fully anticipating spending, like, $20, $24 on a bottle of wine because I was doing my research online ahead of time. And they had a lot that were, like, they even had one that was $6.99. I was like, that's too cheap.
That's good to know, though.
Yeah.
Like, we ain't got to be intimidated, like, oh, we're about to go spend all this money.
Right. And in the organic section, the most expensive one that they had was $44. So.
That don't even sound like horrible.
No, I mean, that don't sound horrible. But, I mean, if I'm spending $44, I'm getting me some Clico or some Moet.
Listen, if I got $44, I'm going to Costco and
Yeah.
And I might bypass the wine and get one of them big bottles of vodka.
Man, it's like, why spend $44 on one bottle of wine when you can get two really good bottles?
It better be the bet. Like, and then a lot of times, as we know, that increase in price don't mean nothing.
Right.
It ain't that big of an increase in quality. Get me up. Shit, when I'm with the Trader Joe's yesterday, I got three bottles of white wine and this one beer, and I spent $26.
Boom.
Bam.
There you
I'm
go.
Like, yep. I'm here for it.
We're here for budgets. It. We support bitches who be on a budget. But speaking of support, this part of the show is sponsored by the wonderful people over at Adam and Eve. So allow me to introduce y'all to the wonders of Adam and Eve. If my daughter would stop slamming the door in her room. Up in the bedroom, why not surprise your lover with an adult sex toy, video, or accessory from Adam and Eve? Now the listeners of Bad and Boozy Podcast can enjoy a 50% discount on any item available at Adam and Eve. You can use this discount on vibrators, sex toys, lingerie, lubes and lotions, condoms, videos, or some other naughty novelties found on their site. To receive this discount, visit the official site of CSPN, cspn.us, then select on the Keep Our Podcast Free link at the top of the site. Scroll down and click through our Adam and Eve link at the bottom, then go shopping. As you check out, put in the promo code HALFOFF at checkout to reduce any item's price up to 50% plus free shipping. So remember, you have to click through the link at cspn.us to help keep our podcast free with your order. Order Adam through and Eve through CSPN.us. And y'all know I can't talk about our sponsor without talking about what they got. So let's see. Because I ain't been on these sites in a little bit of a minute. You know, I ain't been buying nothing. But they are currently having a Memorial Day sale. So I don't know if it's going to be going on by the time the episode comes out. But, you know, maybe I'll be able to get some extra money on there. But someone was talking this week. Our good friend Walter had mentioned like five things that he'd never used or never done. And one of them he said was a fleshlight.
Oh, he did say that. That's because he just used his sock.
Ma'am. Come on now. But I'm not going to talk about the fleshlight, even though I was, because when I clicked on for him and clicked on male masturbators, and the first thing that came up is a dirty talking masturbator. Hear them beg for more.
It's dirty talking.
Hear them beg for more with each thrust. And they have one that is $129.95, one that's $239. It is Dirty Talk Interactive Bad Girl. And then the one that's $299.95 is the Dirty Talk Interactive Fuck Me Silly.
Ooh.
And this one, it's on back order. This is how many of y'all is ordering this. Wow. This is fill your bedroom with sexy moans, passionate groans, and cries of, oh, baby, as you thrust deep inside this talking and vibrating masturbator. And the faster you go, the dirtier she gets. Love tunnels are completely separate and closed-ended to suck you in. Big and hefty design for long-lasting enjoyment. Comes with a headphone jack for discreet fun. Really?
I'm over here trying to contain. Why is this? I'm all for like equal opportunity, but it's still hilarious to hear about male masturbators.
Synchronized bullet vibrates as she talks, making her tight rear jiggle and wiggle. And man, if y'all spending $300 on this, I mean, y'all be better. Never mind.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Some of them need to go spend it. Some of them just need to spend it.
I'm going to say y'all might as well spend $300 on a date. This is the thing. Y'all would rather spend $300 on this than pay $200 for a date. That's the crazy part about it. But anyway, get it how you live, pimps. Use that offer code half off. And you can get it for $150. So, and it has pictures. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Where did I get that from?
That's that thing. Oh, it says over 10 pounds of ass.
Why are you like this?
She shakes her rear and talks dirty as you pump away. But they have this and other wonderful items that you can choose from at adamandeve.com. So make sure that you click through our link on cspn.us. And when you make your purchase, you're giving a little bit to the girls Bad and Boozy so we keep our podcast free. Keep giving y'all this wonderful content. So we thank y'all in advance for doing that. But let's get into our topic for the week, shall we?
Since yes, ma'am.
Dancing and tangling all around it. This week, y'all, take a guess what we talking about, because I bet you can't. Even though we done gave you hints, I bet you can't. I bet you can't. I bet you can't.
They don't know the big keyword. They might know. They might get close.
They all get close. But the word of the day is biodynamic.
Like, that shit sound mad science-y, but it's actually a little bit less of science.
I know, right?
Well, I guess science. I guess maybe closer to, like, astrology. But not like the science that people think of.
Mm-hmm. So on today's episode, we are discussing biodynamic wine. We're going to let y'all know what that means, what it means for you, and what to look for when you are, how do I put this? maybe not what to look for, but how to properly enjoy your wines according to what is called a lunar calendar. Mm-hmm. So, let's get into it.
Let me know how you want us hacked.
I don't know.
I feel like if you're a person that's like more into like astrology and feelings and the earth and stuff, this and you like wine,
yeah,
this is the episode for you.
Yeah, man. And if you just want to sound really smart when talking about wine, this is for you too. Cause some of y'all like to impress folks.
What about our homie? Jamel, sometimes she posts like when it's a full moon and we should do this and this and this. Yes. Like, it's probably, we probably should be like drinking a certain wine with a full moon coming.
Let's see. So we have two different sources today. One comes from our good people over at Wink, and the other one comes to our good people over at Wine Folly. So, I think we should actually get into the week one first, because this gives us an overall picture of what biodynamic wine is, what the difference between that and organic, which I'm drinking on, and sustainable wine is. And then we could go into detail about the differences about when to drink your biodynamic wine or when to drink your wine in general. So,
okay.
You want to start off with...
Sure, I'll start off with this one. This is like a simple blog post on Wink. If shout out to anybody who has been getting their Wink subscriptions. I've been having a lot of fun with ordering my wines, and it actually Wink is what prompted us to add this to the list of show topics a while back, because I couldn't remember which wine I was looking at when I was reading a description. It said biodynamic something, and I was like, what the fuck does that even mean? I just remember it being good. So but Wink has the ultimate guide to organic, biodynamic, and sustainable wines. When it comes to natural winemaking, the exact meaning behind the terms can be a bit nebulous. Shout out to big words. To cut through the haze, we created this ultra-easy infographic, and I'll try to remember to post this to our social media when the show drops. But it's a quick chart, and it says organic. The only one of these terms that's regulated by the government. It applies to one of the two methods of winemaking: wine made from a certified organically grown grapes, or wine made from certified organically grown grapes with absolutely no sulfites added. So, from our little bit of research we've been able to do, you're probably more easily to find the organic ones, which kind of makes sense, because if you think about like the recent regulations in food and stuff like that, because I don't know about y'all, but I didn't grow up with seeing a bunch of shit that said organic. Right. And then all of a sudden we saw organic, and then after a while it was like, okay, the government needs to regulate, what does this mean? So now there's more restrictions on food being labeled organic, and subsequently it seemed like the liquor regulations follow a lot later with some of these labels. So under organic, the grapes are farmed without the use of artificial chemicals, fertilizers, pesticides, fungicides, herbicides. Many vineyards grow their grapes organically, but they don't put it in a label because it's costly, complicated, and to receive the certification. So it's quite possible that you could be drinking an organic wine, mm-hmm. but not know that certified you're drinking organic.
Yeah,
you could be. It just might not be certified. So it could be organic. Their process and all that could be that, but it costs them all that money to put it on labels. And this kind of makes sense. I can't remember the exact episode, but since we've been listening to the ladies over at Swirl Suite, one of the wine owners that they interviewed recently.
You there? Dee. I can't hear you.
My bad, I'm back. What, can you hear me now?
Yeah, now I can. It's just, you said recently and then you completely disappeared.
My bad. So one of the people that they interviewed on one of the recent episodes was like a had like a wine bar here in DC that was like organic. So she talked about a lot of a lot of these processes and stuff like that. So you might have, so if you're going to a wine bar, it's okay to like ask about the grapes and stuff like that, because it might be organic if you're interested. Biodynamic. There's no legal definition, unlike organic, but to call yourself a biodynamic winery on a label, you must be certified by Demeter. Mm-hmm. So,
and Demeter is the only certifier for biodynamic farms and products in the United States of America. Yeah. So it's safe to say that if Demeter don't give their stamp of approval, what you have is not biodynamic.
Good. See, you know what I'm saying? That's why we make a good team. Yeah, so that stuck out. I was telling So-So that stuck out to me because I said, Demeter, that sounds like my government name. But that kind of makes sense because my name means the Greek goddess of harvest, and all these processes are talking about the growing and harvesting of these grapes and stuff like that. So, under biodynamic, many winemakers farm biodynamically without being certified because, like organic farming, it is costly and complicated to receive the certification. It is based on the 1800s writings of Austrian philosopher Rudolf Steiner. Biodynamic views the winemaking process as holistic, whole, combining spiritual, astrological, and environmental concerns. Farming takes place according to the lunar cycle, which we already hinted to. That's what pretty much made me curious as to this topic, because I was like, oh, the lunar cycle, like, okay, energy and all this other shit. You know, we'd be looking out for Mercury and retrograde and all this other stuff, so maybe we need to know about this. And it encourages biodiversity in vineyards, as well as the integration of other plants and livestock into the process. No added chemicals or process manipulations. So I wonder if the biodynamic ones, I wonder if they taste any more earthy than organic, but maybe not. And sustainable wines, there's no legal definition as well. Refers to winemaking practices that are eco-conscious and as well as economically and socially responsible. They can be organic or biodynamic depending on what works best for the vineyard or the winemaker. So either your two can be, you know, like environmentally friendly and socially responsible. That kind of makes sense. So that's just like your quick guide to all these words will fall under the umbrella of if you hear natural wine. Because I know when I listening to that one podcast, the wine maker, her wine bar was just considered a natural wine bar. So these are some other terms you will hear under that umbrella of natural wine. So I think that's like a good overview. And if you like one of those people who just being more health conscious and stuff like that, I read somewhere it was like, okay, so you go to Whole Foods and you're looking for this, you're looking for that, but then you put the cheap wine in your cart, like, so why are you not doing the same stuff for your alcohol and your wine as you might do for your food?
Mm-hmm. I'm with that. Then speaking of that, in the lunar calendar, that brings us to the other reference that we have, which actually gets into the wine itself and how you can taste your wine according to the lunar calendar. And I know you keep hearing us say lunar calendar, and we're like, well, what is it? The lunar calendar is a calendar based on the monthly cycles of the moon's phases. And it's in contrast to solar calendars, whose annual cycles are based only on the solar year. So where it comes from, the lunar calendar, you may have also heard it used in reference to the Farmer's Almanac, because the Farmer's Almanac is based on the lunar calendar. And a lot of people use it for gardening and harvesting practices. And so as it relates to wine drinking, on the lunar calendar, there are different days. There's fruit days, there's leaf days, there's flower days, and there's root days. And according to that Austrian philosopher Rudolf Steiner, he believed that the fruit days are the best days to harvest the fruits as well. But for as far as our wine is concerned, because wine, it comes from a fruit, the best time to drink wine is on fruit days. So What else?
So it's best to do it on the fruit days. This I think this is proof that women are superior because fruits has ovaries, and these fruit days kind of sound like reproduction, and we're awesome. So you know what I'm saying? I'm just wanting to throw that in there.
Let me get into the actual days so that you know about that a little bit more, because you're thinking like, okay, fruit days, but what about the other days? Like, what should we do on those other days? So the fruit plants are associated with the fire signs and warmth. So they're associated with you, the Aries.
Did you say fire sign?
Yeah. Like, so I'm just mentioning Aries because, you know, we the shit. then your other days, your root days, those are associated with your earth signs. Your leaf days are associated, funny, with your water signs. And your, what is the other day? Hold on, because it says something.
The flower day?
Yeah, your flower day are associated with your air signs. So, in order to determine if it's a fruit day, there is a biodynamic calendar that you could look at, or you could look at the lunar calendar. But for us, root days are when the moon is in any of the earth signs, such as Capricorn, Taurus, and Virgo. And if you follow the lunar calendar for wine tasting, root days are not good days to enjoy wine at all. So, you will want to avoid drinking wine on root days. Go ahead and drink your tequilas, something else. Flower days are when the moon is in any of the air signs like Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. And flower days are recommended for enjoying those aromatic wines like Viognier or Torontes. You know, get
hold
that
up. So the whole time we've been tasting some of this stuff. I know before when we talked about your environment and other things that affect your whole tasting experience, some of these times could have affected how we was tasting. That's probably why whites might taste different in the wintertime.
I believe that. Leaf days, there's a thumbs down too. Leaf days are when the moon is in any of the water signs, such as Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces. Leaf days are when the plant is focused on producing chlorophyll and are generally not recommended for enjoying wine.
And there was a water sign such as Cancer. This is why me and my ex didn't work out. Uh-huh. I'm a fruit day, he a leaf day.
Yeah, there you go. And then fruit days are the best days. So we ship champagne when we're thirsty. Hey. So fruit days are when the moon is in any of the fire signs, such as Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. And fruit days are the most optimal days for enjoying wine. All right, y'all. And I know some of y'all are thinking like, this man, this is just some hocus pocus. This is some bullshit. As you know, the moon controls the tides of the ocean, right? The bigger the moon, the bigger the waves. Wine is made of fruit, and it's made of water as well, man, y'all. So y'all don't think that the moon got something to do with the wine that you're drinking? You don't think that? And there's a reason why y'all be acting crazy, because your body is made up of 70% water. So if the moon is, I know I might sound like a hotel, but if the moon is controlling the ocean, you think the moon ain't controlling you?
If there's such thing as a wine hotel, we can be that.
I'm just saying, it's a reason why some of y'all act crazy when it's a full moon. Especially, and that looking at this, it's probably y'all water sign people, y'all leaf day people. Y'all the ones acting the craziest because y'all more likely to be controlled by the moon than us fire sign people that's controlled by the sun. You know what I'm saying? So, just know when to drink your wines, man. Look at your biodynamic calendar. Look at that lunar calendar and be like, you know what? Maybe I don't want to drink nothing today. Maybe I should just keep my ass inside.
Maybe I don't need to drink another day. Maybe I just need to drink some water. No wine today. Maybe right. I just need to hydrate.
Or see, hey, you know what? It's a flower day. Instead of getting some of that Riesling, or instead of drinking a Pinot Noir, go ahead and try you a Torontes. It's, you know, try you something
more floral.
Yeah, something with floral notes. But if you want
to boost your mood.
Yeah, man. But I guess we could tell y'all for when this, when this episode drops on Wine Crush Wednesday, I'll tell y'all if it's a good day to drink wine.
Oh, yeah. Look at the calendar.
This
little calendar. Let me remember to save this little graphic from our friends over at Wine Folly.
Okay. So, you guys, from Monday the 28th through Thursday the 31st. Those are fruit days. So those are all good days to drink wine.
So y'all need to be drinking. Yeah. Hopefully you're drinking when this episode drops.
Yeah, don't drink wine on Friday, y'all, because that's a root day. We want to avoid that. Don't do that. Don't do that. You don't need that. It might not taste as good as you want it to taste. You may not be able to finish your bottle. You'd be mad that you opened it and then you wasted it. So I suggest only drink your wine on this week on Wine Crush Wednesday and Thirsty Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wind down this Friday because you're going to be mad, all right? Yum, yum, yum. So that's it for biodynamic wine. I'm not going to say plenty. I was reading earlier, they said that there are 700 producers of biodynamic wine. That's worldwide. That's not a lot.
Yeah, when they said the... like the good days to drink wine, was that the same as to like harvest the crops or something like that? Mm-hmm. Like harvest, like pull the grapes and stuff?
It's a good time for.
So keep that in mind. If you know they got these like starter, like home, how they got like the starter home brew kits, they got like the starter the wine making kits. So if you're curious about making wine, mm-hmm. make sure you keep that in mind as well.
Yeah.
Don't go making it on the root day.
Yeah. Don't make it on the root day. Take that into consideration. Just like the biodynamic farmers are, and they're harvesting and producing wine based on that same calendar, you could try that as well. Unless you're making some root beer. Make your root beer on root days. Do that. Or ginger beer. Can you hear me?
Say that again.
I said, unless you make... Said unless you're making root beer or ginger beer, then you could do it.
Oh yeah, you got because the root thing. Yeah, that might actually work out better.
It might be banging.
I like it. That might be banging.
Yeah. Go ahead and do that. But other than that, yeah, no, avoid those days, y'all. Avoid those days. So that, yeah. Woo, sorry.
And you can just Google or either it will post the link to the lunar calendar that SoSo was looking at.
Yep, we will post the link to that so you guys can look for it yourself and you can see, you know what the best days are for you so you don't waste your money and waste your time, okay?
Plan your birthday out. See if your birthday fall on which day it fall on.
Okay.
That would be interesting to see. Mm-hmm. See, we good because we automatically know we Aries, so.
Yeah, we scrape. I just know that maybe Memorial Day may not be the best day because even though it is a fruit day, it's also a, what you call it? Not a flower day. It's a, not a root day. Yeah, it is. It's a flower day. And what's that other one? Not root. It's fruit, leaf. And flower day on Monday.
Well, that might be like a little weird combination.
Yeah, so the wine may taste weird to you. So don't drink wine on Monday. Drink beer.
Yeah, drink some beer.
Drink some tequila, some vodka, something.
Yeah.
And potatoes are a root. We could drink, aren't they?
Drink some vodka. Yeah, potatoes are a root.
Root vegetable.
Root vegetable.
Yep. But that's it for our topic of the week, y'all. And y'all know after the topic, we like to get into a little wine hotels.
We got a voicemail this week, don't we?
Yeah, these are the tales, the freaky tales.
I don't think I listened. I think I just saved it, so I'm excited.
I didn't listen to it either, so you guys are in for a treat because we don't know who it is. We don't know what they.
And then even when I pulled it up today, the transcribed one, you know, Google don't be knowing what they saying, so the transcribed one don't make no sense.
Bass everything. I'm like, excuse me. What I mean? So I'm gonna go ahead and play it. Let me make sure my speaker is turned up. All right. So this is our listener voicemail, which we hope is a wine hotel, or it could be a review. We don't know. We're just going to press play. So we're going to enjoy together. So here we go. Oh, shit. Almost. My play escaped me. All right.
And shall we break away?
Damn. Come on, man. Okay, here we go.
Get your song together, Willow.
Tequila Cinco de Mayo event on Friday. Fine. Had several shots. Glass, everything with friends for my book club. Do a lot of drinking and reading with my book club. So much so, we were playing a game where we weren't supposed to say drink, and of course you had to take a shot. I'm good at that, so I never took a shot, and they were upset. So I said, okay, go ahead and give me a shot. So I had about five, and they looked at me, I said, just give me Kool-Aid, because they were mixed drinks, so they started giving me straight vodka. I'm still good. I'm good. I go home, no problem. The next day, Saturday, I'm working, doing a double, enjoying my day. No problem. And so it's Cinco de Mayo. So let's go have a drink. I really should go home because I have to work Sunday. But I go ahead and have a drink. I did not realize how drunk I really was until this morning. This morning I realized that I did not go to the correct job for my beer tasting that I do. I went to the wrong job. I flip-flopped them. Okay, so I had to get that corrected and make sure that I got paid. And I went to the actual place, tried to run my company card, and it did not have enough money on it. So I had to call my manager to get it added. And they're like, well, okay, that person's not here, so can you pay for it? Sure, no problem. Go to get my credit card. Where is my credit card? I was so out of it. First of all, I went to the wrong place on Saturday, and then Sunday I realized I left my credit card at the Cinco de Mayo event on Saturday. Needless to say, apparently I am a functioning drunk. I did not realize that. I don't know if tequila is like the gateway liquor of choice, but I told my friends, you do not call me Memorial Day because I'm still trying to rehab. I never did get to rehab at all. So tequila is a friend and an enemy of mine, and I'm going to stay away from it at least for the rest of this month. Talk to y'all later. Bye.
Man. So, another Cinco de Mayo story. Y'all
was just... I forgot that this came in around then.
Y'all was just acting a damn fool, huh?
They was acting a fool. It is hilarious that she said to her friends, don't holler at her to Memorial Day. You know, and that's when we played the voice.
Man. Well, how you get so drunk you go to the wrong job?
You went to the wrong job? No, that's different.
Yeah, man.
Like, I gotta make sure I get to work. I just got to the wrong place.
Right. Bruh, how? I've never heard of that.
I just saw that thunderstorm. I was like, what the hell? Get shit out of me.
Uh-oh. I thought you said it was hot over there.
It is. That's why I feel even worse. Because it was like 80-something% humidity this morning. Jeez. So the storms was coming.
Storms of rage. Yeah. So thank you for that scary at first wine hotel because I didn't know what the hell was going on.
I didn't know which way it was going.
But yeah, man, we made it through. I'm glad you made it through. Hope you're still with us, and I hope you decide to hang out with your friends on Memorial Day. But this brings us to our next portion. Of the show. Wine trivia, Nicola.
Yes.
And I missed the last question, y'all. I missed it.
So, I got my question. I don't think, hopefully.
Is it a biodynamic question?
It's not. These particular cards didn't have none specific, but it's related to our friend Beyonce.
Yes.
So, which of the following and describes a wine made from Viognier grapes? And I only picked this one because I ain't found no biodynamic one. But since we're trying to get more familiar with certain grapes, we got to keep, you know, the only way you get familiar is to keep reiterating it. So I picked this one. So Viognier grapes. Which of the following is likely to describe wines made from Viognier grapes? A, grapefruit and grass. B, blackberry cedar.
Girl?
I just saw flashes out the window. I'm sorry, y'all. C, perfumey, peaches, orange blossom, D, astringent, cherry, plum.
The first one, grapefruit and grass.
Beyonce, that's what you tasting when you taste the Beyonce?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm, that's not what I tasted. And that is not the answer.
It ain't no berries.
It is perfume, peaches, orange blossom. It is C. It was not that citrusy. Well, not that it can't be citrusy, maybe but it's the perfume. Most likely. Most likely. So that's what we're going with the following likely. Most likely. So the answer is C. This grape produces wines that are often perfumey with hints of peach. It is quite commonly, it is quite common in the white wines from Rhone, from the Rhone region in France.
Côte de Rhone? I know that's what the Beyonce wine is in. That Côte de Rhone.
Yeah, the Rhone. Rhone. This one just says Rhone. The two of the most famous and expensive Viognes are Condrieu and Chateau Grillé. Oh, I don't think I saw them, but if y'all see them motherfucking words, they might be expensive, y'all.
Chateau Grillé.
I had a Viognes. I forgot which brand it was off the top of my head. I know it's on my delectable a few weeks back. But yeah, so Viognes is most likely to be perfumey, peachy, and like an orange blossom. Oh. I ain't taste no grass. I guess it's a possibility it could be citrusy. I don't know what she was eating. She was grazing like a cow or some shit. I don't know.
Perhaps.
But that was our wine trivia question.
Hey, I hope y'all got it right, because I didn't.
But also, you answered mad fast. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't do my, what you call it?
When you ain't even think about it that hard, so I think that's not your, you like to marinate in it.
No, because I was thinking about the bottle that I had last time. I could have sworn the bottle was green, and I was like, oh, okay, green grass, green bottle. Blue, back. Oh,
yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. If that was your logic that went fast in your head, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But you liked the Viognes that you had.
I did have like that.
That's why I was like, it probably wouldn't have be grapefruit because you don't like the citrusy ones. So, but I'm like that. Look at that. It's cooling down. Rain. Hopefully that means it's cooling down after this because I don't got time for this.
Girl, bye. We'll see. But yeah, y'all. This is part of the show where we settle the tab. Thank y'all so much for listening this week. We can't settle the tab without letting y'all know where to find us. You can find us at badandboozypodcast.com. That is the home of our blog and our other shenanigans that you won't be able to see on social media. Also, let me go to my show notes. I was trying, man. I wasn't moving fast enough. I talk too fast.
It's hard sometimes. Yeah, you do talk.
It's hard out here for a host when you're trying to get your motherfucking notes. If y'all want to do us a solid and call us, leave us a voicemail at 818-639-2443. We will make sure that we play it on the show in some form, shape, or capacity. We also have a Teespring. And I'm supposed to put a link up there. I tried yesterday from my phone. It wasn't working, y'all. So, but we're trying to give y'all a discount so you can spend some of your coins on some of this good merch for the summer. So go, just feel free to go to our website so you can get the link to the Teespring. Also, if you want to put some respect on our PayPal so that we can continue to buy all these wines to review for y'all, because if we're 26 episodes in, that means there's two of us. That means there's 52 different types of beer, wine, alcohol that we have reviewed for y'all. Mm-hmm. So if y'all want to keep
we have going, definitely drank something different every week.
Every week we have made sure that we have not overlapped at all, man. Woo!
Cheers!
Damn, it almost got on the microphone. Yeah, I'm trying to take this fucking foil off this bottle and spilled a little bit. But yeah, you know, we're trying to make sure we give y'all consistent and different content every week. So go ahead and put some respect on our PayPal so we can buy wine for one. You know what? $25 gives us a bottle of wine each a week. So you know what? Put some respect on us. Also, visit us. We are a part of the wonderful CSPN crew. So if you want to see the other podcasts that are on the lovely network, go to CSPN.us. That's also fine where all of our sponsors are. So in addition to Adam and Eve, we have a wide variety of other sponsors who you may benefit from shopping from. So check them out. If you want to get bonus content, if you want to get more than once a week from us, if you want to get an extra episode a month, go ahead and be a sponsor of the Patreon. Go to patreon.com/CSPNmedia. Become a patron for as little as a dollar or up to $5 a month, and you get access to bonus stuff. You may be able to get yourself a shout out from our network or a shout out from us. So, you know what? Handle that accordingly. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. You can also find us on any type of RSS radio as well. I know because we're on Podcast Addict as well. So, you know what? Mm-hmm. There's plenty of places to find us and to share us. Make sure that when you're listening to us that you are liking, that you are commenting, and that you are subscribing and, you know, sharing the gospel that is Bad and Boozy. Finally, social media. All of our social media is the same. If you want to find the podcast, look up Bad and Boozy Pod, whether that's on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Me, myself, personally, you can find me at Fab Fresh and Fly on Instagram, Twitter, and for my reviews, you can find me at that same username on Delectable. And for DeAsia, you can find her...
You can find me at Brains and Buns on the Twitters and Instagram, and also for these reviews on Delectable. Make sure y'all following us over there.
Yeah, and let me see how many Delectable followers we're up to.
And make sure y'all looking at Delectable, because stuff like this week, I posted it. I know this will come out after Memorial Day, but they on their features tab, they a lot of times they have stuff that's holiday or like specific, and like this week on their features tab, they suggested wines for your Memorial Day weekend, and they have other than rating your wines and stuff, they have some other cool little stuff over there.
Yep, they actually do also have a word of the week, and this week's cooperage. And cooperage is the worksite where the barrels are assembled and repaired. So, you know what, learn something new every day, and visiting that featured section will help you learn a new word. So there you have it, folks. What else? That's it.
That is it. We did it. We made it.
Mama, we made it. I need to get to reviewing more. I have reviewed 36 wines. So I've actually reviewed more than we've talked about on the show.
I reviewed like so many. I didn't realize I reviewed that many.
Yeah.
So. I think I got, because I counted some of the, wines and a couple beers, I got like 67.
There you go. I'm slacking. I have all these other ones that I've taken pictures of that I haven't finished my reviews for. So I'm going to do that today. So by the time this podcast comes out, there'll be more. And then you know what? Follow us, because we will definitely follow y'all back, man.
Yeah, it's been fun. We got a couple little shout outs to anybody that followed us recently or discovered the show. I know it's a couple little social media buzz on at least a couple new people that discovered the podcast just this week.
Mm-hmm.
I got them in my new podcast rotation. Even if it's one person, I'm like, hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Join the fun. That. It's never too late.
Come on over. We don't bite.
Tell your friends about us. All that other good stuff.
Yeah, but if you following us and y'all don't follow anybody else, or y'all don't have any followers and you haven't uttered any wines yet, I don't know.
Oh no! If somebody follow me, I look. If they at least added a couple wines and started following a couple people, I add them back.
Yeah.
But some people just add and they didn't even scan like one wine. Like, why are you here, beloved?
Yeah, get to scanning.
Yeah, scan a couple.
Mm-hmm. Something. Yep. So that's it, y'all. We ain't got nothing else today. Nothing else this week. Enjoy your holiday, or I hope you have enjoyed your holiday and that you made it to work without being hungover or having to use any vacation days. And as always, the best wine
is the one you like.
Bye 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 bye. Bye bye.